This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I don't speak to my brother because he is always jealous of me. Am I allowed to stay away from him and his family?
Brothers, it reminds me of Yusuf alayhi salam's story. Okay, so firstly, to presume that someone is jealous of you is also a sin that many people don't realize they're entrapped in. Sometimes a person might not be jealous of you. They may be your brother or whoever, and you think they're jealous of you. You've got to be careful of that too. But nonetheless, if there's toxicity coming in, try to hold it exactly where it is when it's a family member. I give you a reason. If you have children, your brother has children, there is a little bit of beef between you and your brother, and you stop your entire family from communicating with the entire family. Those are cousins. What would probably happen is, in a few years' time, they're going to grow older. They're not going to invite each other to each other's weddings. You're going to have broken relations with a second and a third generation. By the time the second or third generation comes in, they're going to look at innocent children who were real cousins and say, that's a bad family, watch out, they do magic, or they're jealous and so on, don't talk to them. And the whole family becomes bad as a result of you and a little idea you might have had of your brother. And even if he did have a weakness of a bit of jealousy or a little bit more of the jealousy, you could have kept it between you and him, but let the families at least interact on occasions, on the day of Eid. There would probably have been intermarriages at some point between cousins, second cousins, third cousins, whoever it may have been. And we have a duty in Islam to solve matters, especially when it's within family. So it's wrong to say, oh, this guy's jealous of me, I don't want to have anything to do with him, is it okay for me and my family not to communicate with them and their family? That's your brother, those are cousins. You have a right. If that didn't work, they, the cousins, what's their crime? Sometimes they go to the same schools. They're related. They have the same surnames. They don't talk to each other because the fathers or grandfathers have had a problem. That's not fair. You're putting them in. You know, we're talking about healing the ummah. How is the ummah going to heal when you don't even want your own relation with your brother to heal? I think we need to make an effort to try and resolve matters. Talk about it. Speak to your brother and be open about it. The difficult speech that is necessary needs to happen. Be responsible enough to come and say, listen, guy, what's the problem? Why do you always do this to me? Have this hard conversation in privacy between you and your brother. At the end of the day, it's blood. And talk again and again. And even if you have to argue a little bit, it's your brother. Don't let the kids see it. They don't need to know what happened between brothers. When something happens between my brothers, meaning myself and my brothers, for example, even if, like, you know, these are my nephews, right? Their fathers are my brothers. If I were to say something to them and they were to say something to me, I would tell these guys, you stay out of it, that's my brother. How's that? Because he's my brother, I love him, we grew up together, we were there, we would have naturally some differences. And that's the reason why when Sheikh Ibrahim was making mention about how shaitan comes to make you think someone in your family did something. You know, when you go to Iraqi, sometimes some of them have nothing better to say. The easiest thing to tell you is, listen, sister, someone's done magic, and you know who it is. It's within your family. Now, that's a standard statement. Have you noticed? The reason is, every single extended family has to have some politics. There's no extended family that doesn't have politics. So naturally, you're always a little bit anxious about someone. You always have a slight bit of a tough relation with someone. The minute you hear that, you automatically know a name. You put a face to it. You say, ah, that's so right. I was expecting. You see, I told you. Didn't I tell you? Look what he's saying. But that's a standard statement. A little kid could have told you that. They lied to you. They just made you feel good. What did they do? They destroyed innocent relations between you and your family. May Allah forgive us. So please beware of this and don't fall into the trap.